necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to the Steve O. and Sophia Talk Show with conservative guests from the White House and D.C. talking heads. Call in to be part of the conversation with Steve O. and Sophia at 888-329-3306. Now sit back and let's talk politics.
Hey, welcome to the Steve O and Sophia Show. This is our second week. We've actually had shows across the country. This is a conservative talk show, but we invite everybody. I'm going to tell you something. Today's show, and first of all, before I even get started, pretty excited about today. Let me say hello to my co-host, Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
Good morning. Hi, Steve. And good morning to all my fellow Greek people in Philadelphia and South Jersey.
Now, you're supposed to say something in Greek.
I did say good morning to them. And okay. All my fellow restaurateurs there were suffering.
We're here in South Florida. Sophia owns one of the finest Greek restaurants in all of Florida, Tasso's Greek Taverna. So the next time you're down here in South Florida, you definitely want it. Even if you've gone and had Greek food and you didn't like it, I'm telling you, you went to the wrong place. It's Tasso's Greek Taverna. Sophia, we've got some incredible people coming on today. And there's a lot of things happening, especially in Philadelphia, in the Pennsylvania area today.
Yes, I know. It's very exciting. And if anybody didn't know Pennsylvania's constitutional law, by now we're all experts, right?
Yeah.
We've got a lesson on Pennsylvania Constitution the hard way. I know. You cannot imagine how it feels to be a Pennsylvanian and be quiet right now or not react to the news or, you know, regardless what your party affiliation or how you feel about what the outcome is, it's a little bit of unnerving.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we our first guest, and we're waiting for him to call in, is Wayne Allen Root. He is a national best-selling author on, he wrote a book called Trump Rules. I actually get his newsletter, and I got to tell you, for the last 2 years, actually the last 4 years, Sophia, he has been so right on with what's going to happen with Trump. And we're going to talk today, and I'm sure, you know, the liberals are all saying, you know, Trump lost, but you know what? It's not over until it's over.
Yes. I know, you know, and it's not up to us anymore. It's out of our hands. We voted, or we hope our vote was counted. But what I don't understand is, I would like to see the Democrats come up and say, "Hey, we want every legal vote to be counted too. We want to win fair and square." Wouldn't you say that if you thought that, you know, if you're in the Biden team, or if, you know? I think everybody in this country, regardless of what the outcome is, we want fair elections. And that's more important than as to who is going to win the presidency at this point, in my mind anyway.
I got to tell you something that's really bothered me, and you and I haven't had a lot of time to talk about it, is Nancy Pelosi came out and admitted she had been holding up this COVID money to people who really need it. And I'm bringing it up because in the last 2 or 3 days, you've seen a lot of people who have been suffering, a lot of them in California, and they're losing everything. But she admitted that she held up this money so that President Trump wouldn't look good. How dare her bring politics into people who, it doesn't matter. A starving person is a starving person.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. That's why a lot of things are revealed in this process, and it's getting very dirty, because you realize that these politicians don't care about anything else other than their seats. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian, in the case of your guests. This is really unsettling and upsetting. And we thought we live in a free country, but you see how people, you saw the woman in California where the restaurant is shut down. She cannot have outdoor dining while a big studio has outdoor dining. I mean, it's feeding its people outdoors. And your heart, okay, goes out to the businessmen who have small businesses, because you see the big stores, Costco, Amazon, Whole Foods, or all the supermarkets being open, while all the small stores that every little rule, they work in there themselves. The whole family sometimes works. My fellow Greeks know what I mean. And they take every precaution in the world because they have to safeguard themselves and their employees. And those places are not allowed to open. Then you see the staff that we have, and they live paycheck to paycheck. And even though in Florida we're fully open, life is not 100% back to normal, because all of the talk about victims, about all the mainstream media is terrifying people. People are scared to come out. Traffic is not what we would expect this time of the year. You know, we have no Christmas parties. People are afraid to go out. People are afraid to socialize. And we can understand that. But our staff is not, impossible to survive in this environment. They have families. They have children. They have responsibilities. It's impossible to survive in this kind of environment. And small businesses are hurting. And like you said, if Nancy Pelosi hold back the money, that's criminal.
Yes. Well, I always think about you, because this bar owner, this bar restaurant owner in California, to see all the money she put into making sure things are safe, and then a NBC production company, mm-hmm. I mean, not 50 yards away, are allowed to open up and serve, and she is, that's just unheard of.
Yes. And you see, I mean, it's almost like the conspiracy going on, and I didn't want to ever believe in conspiracy theories. They want all the middle class, all the small businesses to die. It's almost like it's an orchestrated approach to this. I don't know. I don't know if it's happening by accident, but they're after every small mom and pop business altogether. And in the meantime, Pelosi wants to bail out states, right? You know,
yes.
You have to pay your real estate taxes, because if you don't pay real estate taxes in the state of New Jersey, you get a tax sale. They're not going to give you not even a year to pay your taxes. So the states don't need the money as much as the little people do. Or if the little people have money, they'll pay their responsibilities. They'll pay their taxes. They'll pay all their vendors, and money will keep going. But I thought the PPP thing of money that President Trump released was a genius idea to inject money into this economy and let the ball rolling without any hits. And it worked. It really worked. So I don't understand why they're sabotaging us at this point. Because they're not sabotaging Trump. They're sabotaging us and in turn themselves. Because who's going to trust these politicians again? I mean, it would be crazy to trust them again, no?
I agree. I always know that, because you're in the business, that you have a feel
really
for this
hurts.
Woman. Yes.
Yeah, it really hurts. It really hurts.
Let me see. Do we have Wayne Allen Root on yet? Because he just wrote and said he is waiting for a call. Okay. We're waiting on Wayne Allen Root. I've wanted to get him on the show.
That's what happens with live radio, right? So there is no problem.
Yes.
We're live.
Exactly. I'm going to see if I can get I'm going to see if I can get our producer on the phone with me to make sure he's dialing the right number.
Okay.
We're going to wait and see, because I've really wanted to get him on the show.
But,
and he's actually
Yeah.
He said his phone hasn't rang, so I'm just wondering if we've got the right number here. Mike, can you hop on for just a second? See, Mike is our producer. A lot of times, just so people understand behind the scenes, that we have to put together interviews sometimes an hour before the show. I mean, you don't, when it comes to interviews, we aren't able to do it a week before, 2 weeks before, and especially when Sophie and I deal with the White House. I mean, sometimes they're like 30 minutes before. So you'll have to, let me see, is Wayne on yet? Oh, we have on the phone with us, and this is something very special for me because Wayne doesn't know I read all of his emails, his letters that go out, and I have so much trust in him. Let's welcome Wayne Allen Root to our show.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Sophia. How are you?
We're good.
Very good.
So you wrote a book. You wrote a book called Trump Rules. You've got your own show. God, you've got a lot of shows, Wayne. But I tell you what I love about you. It's almost like you know this president so well. And I wanted to bring you on and, you know, maybe you can give the listeners kind of a bright light because all they keep hearing is negative. So welcome to our show, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, look, the thing about me, I think the reason my show has grown so fast, Wayne Allen Root, run unfiltered on USA Radio every day from 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. I know you guys are on the East Coast. For me, it's 3 to 6 afternoon drive on the West Coast, but
yes,
on the East Coast, it's 6 to 9. The reason it's grown so fast is because I do know the president. I probably know him better than he knows himself. I always know what movie he's going to make next because I've studied him for 41 years, and I've modeled him. I've tried to be a mini Donald Trump my whole life, and it's made me into who I am today, and that's why I wrote the book, Trump Rules, to show anyone how to do the exact same thing. So, you know, look, I was a SOB, son of a butcher, a nobody, right? A blue collar nobody with a father with a white apron and bloodstains on it who was cutting meat every day at a little tiny butcher store. And I studied the Trump rules. And the next thing you know, I'm the youngest political candidate in New York State, one of the youngest in the history of New York State. And then I'm one of the youngest TV hosts and anchorman on American TV on CNBC, in those days called Financial News Network. And then I'm a best-selling author, and then I'm dubbed by the media the king of Vegas sports gambling, and I'm a self-made millionaire at the age of 29, and I buy a mansion on the beach in Malibu. And, you know, I come up with an idea for a TV show, a reality TV show, and it becomes one of the biggest hits in the history of television. And I decide I want to be Jimmy the Greek, the famous Vegas odds maker, and Jimmy the Greek and I become partners on TV. And I decide I want to be Rush Limbaugh, and I get a nationally syndicated radio show. And I decide I want to be Bill O'Reilly, and I get a show on Newsmax TV for 3 years, 750 shows, number one on Newsmax, and three times a week, Bill O'Reilly's my partner. And now I just announced a couple days ago that Pete Rose, the famous baseball player, is now my partner in my sports handicapping venture. So, I mean, I've had the most amazing fairy tale life that anybody in the world has ever experienced, you know, who started out with absolutely nothing and a butcher father. And I owe it all to the Trump rules, and I decided to write a book about it. It's really not just about Trump. It's about my fairy tale life using the Trump rules and how it turned me from a nobody into a somebody. I may not be Donald Trump. I may not be a billionaire. But I sure have gone a long way for a nobody from Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. The Trump rules changed my life, and I think they could change anybody's life. That's the point of my book. It's not political. It's about how you can change your life personally, professionally, business-wise, how you can make yourself into a mini Donald Trump. And I did it, and I know anybody else can do it if they read these rules.
So now, where can people pick up your book? I know I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Yeah, of course. Amazon.com is the easiest thing I tell everybody, but you could also get it at BarnesandNoble.com, or you could walk into a bookstore, a Barnes & Noble store. If they don't have it, they'll order it, and you'll get it. But the easiest way by far is to go to Barnes & Noble, and within 2 days, you got your book. So I just tell everybody, even though they're a liberal company run by a liberal, it doesn't matter. They make all the books available. They get them out to you fast. They're very efficient. They deliver it right to your door. It's pretty amazing. And I can't stand the guy who runs it, but nonetheless, he's doing a great job. It touched my book. Everything and anything I want in this world, if you order it at Amazon, it's there in a day or two or an hour or two. If they've got it in a warehouse near you, all of a sudden your doorbell rings and they drop it off 3 hours later. And you're like, what? It's quite amazing operation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jason. You're absolutely right. Actually, I just logged onto Amazon, and your book is temporarily out of stock, which is a good news for you. Bad news for us.
Yeah, well, you know, even if it's out of stock, I mean, all that really means is they order another few thousand copies and it comes in a few days. And it's funny how, you know, again, maybe that's a liberal thing. Everybody gets a different message. I'm looking at it on Amazon right now, and it doesn't say a word about being out of stock. And then sometimes I look and it says that, and then a few minutes later it doesn't. So I think it just, whenever people have ordered a lot of it, I guess it says for an hour out of stock, then that means they're putting in a new order. And once they acknowledge or confirm that it's on the way, then they take that away and it shows that everything's fine again. So you may have just gotten that message in a second or two, and you could click on it now and it won't be there anymore. I just clicked. It's not there. So it's just, you know, they were running out because I'm getting lots of orders. I'm doing lots of interviews and people are excited.
Okay.
Well,
tell
are
us
you
something.
Surprised yeah. what's happening to Fox TV as well as Newsmax? Boy, I tell you what, Newsmax is just moving up the chain.
Yeah, they are, but I'm not with them anymore. You know, I was with them for 3 years, and we couldn't agree on a new contract. We couldn't agree on a new contract. They're not quite as conservative as you think they are. They're kind of like, trust me, they're kind of like Fox. I mean, they're acting pretty conservative right now, but I was too conservative for them, trust me. They did not like how conservative I was and how pro-Trump I was, and we had a debate about that, and we just couldn't come to terms on a new contract. They wanted to kind of limit my ability to say what I wanted to say, and I just wouldn't do that, and so I didn't wind up with a new contract. My contract ended in June, so I'm out there right now talking to and negotiating with new TV networks for a new Wayne Allyn Root TV show. But the radio show is every day, 3 hours a day. It's just blowing up. It's just exploding beyond my wildest imagination. And you can find it at usaradio.com. And you just click on Listen Live Now from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. You've got the Wayne Root Show, or you can go to iHeart. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, every single hour of my show is up on iHeart going back, you know, 2 years. So you can listen anytime, anywhere to any show I've ever done.
Wayne, tell us, what are your feelings about this, where we are right now? I mean, it changes by the moment, but about the elections right now.
Well, I mean, I have two minds on this, and this is how you know. I never actually got to that point why I thought my show was exploding, because I tell the raw truth. And people want to hear the truth. They don't want to be sugar-coated. They don't want to be lied to. They want to hear the truth. And so you said, you know, you were hoping I'd say something that wouldn't depress people. And I'm not going to depress people, and I'm also not going to lie to them. You know, I think Trump's the most amazing superhuman person that's ever walked this earth. You know, he's not a god. He's got flaws. There's some things I would have done different in year one. The main one, by the way, is Trump never, ever tried very hard to get voter ID on a national basis. And the excuse was, from all his people, from him, from everyone I spoke to in the Trump administration, that it's a state's rights issue and each state has to do it. And I argued, nope, you got to do it. It'll never get done and you'll lose the election if you don't verify who every voter is. You got to pass an executive action that says voter ID is necessary on all federal elections. So that makes it a federal issue, not a local issue, and you can only enforce it for the presidential election and congressional elections. And that's what he should have done, and he didn't do it. It would have gotten ruled on by the Supreme Court, and he either would have won or lost, but I think he would have had a great chance of winning when we had a 5-4 edge, and now we have a 6-3 edge. So, you know, that's if he loses this election, that's going to be the reason why. I saw it coming that you've got to have voter ID. If you don't have control of who's voting, you're not going to win. And anybody could walk up and vote five times or vote once in this state and once in another state and another state and another state, or dead people are voting or homeless people are voting 20 times or illegal aliens are voting. And unless you get that under control, you're not going to win. So that was the one weakness of the entire 4 great years. Trump had 4 great years, and there were two problems. One was that, and the second, of course, was COVID, which had nothing to do with Trump. And it's ludicrous that anybody would blame him for COVID when the Chinese sent a terrible disease our way and did absolutely nothing about it, let people board planes and come to America and spread the disease. And I absolutely guarantee you it was was no mistake. It was no coincidence. They did it on purpose. Trump was winning the trade wars, and Trump had them where he wanted them, and their economy was going under, and our economy was booming, and they decided to destroy us. And so it has nothing to do with Trump. He had no idea someone was going to send that our way. So really the only mistake of his presidency was not fighting for voter ID. But he did a great job otherwise, created one of the great economies of all time. And so I'm a huge Trump fan. I think he's a great president and a superhuman human being. But he's human, so he's flawed. Not everything he does is right, and he makes mistakes too. And that voter ID was a big one. But having said that, he still can win this thing because he's superhuman, because he's smarter and plays chess at a higher level than they do. I don't think it's over yet. You know, I'm not saying I guarantee he'll win because I think it's an uphill battle and we're running out of time. They may run out the clock in the next couple weeks. They may run out the clock. But Donald Trump, I'm sure, has got a plan to win, and I'm sure it's possible to win if he gets this case to the United States Supreme Court. No judge on the state level is giving us a win because they're all corrupt, they're all Democrat, they're all liberal, they're all bribed, they're all deep state, they're all D.C. swamp, they're all very bad. My God, the judges in this country are awful. And you could see they're all, you know, bought and sold and owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Democrat Party or the Chinese Communist Party or both. So you don't win on the state level with any of these lousy, rotten, bribed judges, but or certainly liberal judges, if not bribed. They just can't ever give a victory to Donald Trump. But if anybody could overturn this, if there's any chance at all, it's Donald Trump. And one of the things that gives me a little bit of hope, funny enough, you know my background with sports gambling, and I became the king of Vegas sports gambling, the bookmakers. All over the world, bookmakers have not declared this election over, and they have not paid any of the bets on Joe Biden or collected any of the bets on Trump. If you bet on Biden, you haven't been paid yet. They have frozen it until it's official. They don't believe it's official, and that's a really good sign for all of us. They know something. They know something Democrats don't know and the media won't admit, that it's not over and Trump has a chance to overturn this. And I think Kamala Harris knows it because she has not resigned her U.S. Senate seat yet to become vice president. So she knows it isn't over yet. And her people know it isn't over yet, even though they put out this lying air of superiority and confidence that everything's over and Biden's the new president. Evidently, they know deep down he's not, because otherwise she would have resigned her Senate seat. So there's a couple of little signs there that this isn't over, and the Supreme Court could rule in a way that makes Trump the next president over the next few weeks. So it's not over till it's over, Yogi Berra once said, and it's true. Yeah. It's not over, but it doesn't look good. I won't lie to anybody. It's an uphill battle. Trump's the underdog, and a big underdog. I would put it at 4-1, 5-1 against Trump. But guess what? I've been a bettor my whole life. And I've bet on a lot of teams that were 4-1 and 5-1 underdogs, and they won the game. So we're still in the game. We got a fighting chance, a puncher's chance, as they say in boxing. And Donald Trump's the best puncher I know.
And you say that he likes being the underdog. He does his best when he's the underdog.
He does, but this one isn't up to him. You know, in business, it's up to you. You know, and even when the bankers had him by the cojones, and they did, you know, he was dead in the water, and he owed them billions. And even when they had him by the cojones, he found a way to force them to, you know, because he owed them so much money, they would have gone broke too. So he had leverage over them, and he turned it around in a great jiu-jitsu move, and he actually wound up, you know, turning defeat into victory. And so it was a great victory, and he loves being an underdog. He's good at that. But this is one where I'm just trying to be realistic with you. It's not up to Donald Trump, and he doesn't have any bankers by the cojones or any judges by the cojones. It's up to a judge to decide, you know, do I have a right to overturn an American election? That's a big decision. And will my children get death threats at school? And my grandchildren? Will somebody kidnap them? Will someone kill my wife? Will someone kill my husband? You know, this is scary stuff. And Democrats are vicious people. They're not even Democrats. Yes. They're not even liberals. They're communists. They'll do anything for power. They're the scummiest people in the world. I've never seen such vicious, disgusting, lying, cheating, violent, gross people in my evil people in my life than people like Antifa and many of the people who march in Black Lives Matter marches. These are evil people. They're doing the work of the devil. They're like Satan Incorporated. So, you know, judges are scared to death to rule against them and overturn an election on behalf of a guy, Donald Trump, that's so hated by all these people that the judge probably fears for the rest of his life. You know, he can never walk out in public and never go to a restaurant again. And his kids might get kidnapped or killed. So I worry that, you know, this isn't up to Donald Trump. It's up to whether a Supreme Court judge has the courage to do the right thing for America, because in the, you know, in the short run, the right thing for them is to just pass on this and punt. In the long run, they'll save America and they'll be heroes. But in the short run, they'll be vilified and have their reputations ruined. And if they're willing to, you know, if they're willing to have that happen, that then they'll do the right thing. But if they don't, then we lose. And it's not Donald Trump's fault. It's the fault of these evil people that have threatened and intimidated even Supreme Court justices. So it's out of Trump's hands. That's what worries me. It's not up to you and me or Trump. It's up to Supreme Court justices who are worried about their legacy, not about what's doing the right thing. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, today is that we're supposed to hear about Philadelphia, I mean, about Pennsylvania today with the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes, yes. Well, Judge Alito is certainly on our side, and he's been the one who's skeptical from day one, although I'm still mad at him because it's outrageous to me that he said, you know, wait till after the election. Wait till after the election. I mean, come on, wait till after the election. What do you mean wait till after the election? Why didn't you rule before the election that no ballots count after 8 o'clock on election night? And then we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. Why would you wait till after the election and then rule on it and get everybody mad because they think that Biden won and they think Biden won Pennsylvania when you could have nipped this in the bud 5 weeks ago, and before the election, everybody would have known that they can't bring truckloads of fake ballots, you know, from Long Island, New York to Pennsylvania by the hundreds of thousands and fill them out in the middle of the night with armies of workers. Why didn't you make clear that could never happen? I don't know. But it certainly, he did make clear that it might be a big issue, and they may cancel it after the election. I knew that when he made his ruling, that this was not over yet, and that he might revisit the issue and probably would, and knock those ballots out. But I just don't know why he didn't do it before and avoid all this controversy in the first place.
Wayne, how do people get your newsletter?
They just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. I'm Wayne Root, and I root for America. So, you know, I celebrate America all day and root for America all day. So it's root, R-O-O-T, foramerica.com. And you can also find more information about my book, Trump Rules, at Root for America as well. But the place to order it is Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. It's the best Christmas gift for all the Trump fans in your life. If you have like 20 Trump fans, buy 20 books, wrap them up, put a bow around them, put them under the tree, and trust me when I tell you, they will get a smile from ear to ear when they see that book on Christmas morning.
Well, Sophia and I have been telling everybody that if you've never heard Wayne Allen Root before, you've got to listen to the show this morning, which we will also be playing back in our South Florida market. Wayne, you are a true patriot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate being on the show, Steve and Sophia. And I'm off to the next interview. Now I got a couple of TV interviews lined up and then a couple of radio, and hopefully the book will be back to number one. It's been on and off number one at Amazon for about 5 weeks. So after today, hopefully be back to number one again with your help and God willing and your great listeners and fans. Trump Rules, best Christmas gift you'll ever open on Christmas morning, because it'll change your life. Thank you, guys.
You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Merry Christmas.
God bless.
Thank you.
You know, Sophia, it's a shame he doesn't have more energy, you know?
Oh, that was not enough for you? You didn't even get to
talk about it. Oh, my gosh. I think he had his Red Bull this morning.
No, but this is great. It's great. Because he's a real person like us. You know, he's a son of a butcher, like he says. So we all understand how this works, but it's stuff out there. And let me tell you, if they win this election, if the Democrats win this election, at what cost? I was talking to one of my cooks last night, and I said to him, I can't believe the length they went to steal the election, you know, rearranging the Pennsylvania election laws. I mean, they've been methodically been working towards the result here, and they've cheated in so many different levels. And he says to me, he says, what do you expect? He's older than me. He says, Democrats have always been this way, and I was shocked to hear that, you know. So if they win this election, at what cost? The whole world will know, the whole country, even the ones who want to be independent and open-minded, they'll know that these are cheaters.
There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, And I think, I hope our next guest is there. Okay, we're waiting on, I can't wait to have our next guest on. His name is Patrick Byrne. Yeah, he was on Tucker Carlson the other night. He's been on Newsmax. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this interview in the next 30 minutes.
You know,
wait till you read about him.
Why didn't you tell our listeners? He was the CEO of Overstock.com.
He started it.
He started, yes, which is a great company, by the way. And this gentleman says he never voted for either Republican or Democrat Party. He's a libertarian, he's independent. And he started looking into the election process in 2018 in Texas because he wasn't happy the results. He thought there was the elections were rigged there. So that's what got my attention, because to be honest with you, I'm still looking for somebody who's independent, fully, totally clean, not having an angle on this and not having
right.
I would like our votes to count for their face value, regardless of the outcome. We're all Americans. We want to have nice and fair elections more than anything else in this world. Of course, we would like to preserve our way of life the way it is today, but we still want fair elections. That's part of our right in this country. So that's what's very exciting about your next guest,